Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
See, that's the thing. These same guys that did so well in these, The Rock and Sandler, actually had to act in these movies, and you give them he wasn't just playing the Waterboy character.
Kevin Garnett?
He had to be something different.
Kevin Garnett was in this movie. I mean, it was...
I hear it's great. Well, Rotten Tomatoes likes it, too.
It's like a three-hour...
That's too long.
I wouldn't know this, but I imagine it's like a three-hour line of cocaine, you know? like, that's what it's like. It's just constant intensity, constant anxiety, constant, you know, edge of your seat stuff.
You're going to go to the hospital.
You know, because in this movie, Adam Sandler is this, he's this degenerate gambler.
Okay.
He runs a...
You can understand.
Not quite, but he runs a jewelry store in New York.
Okay.
In the Diamond District.
Oh.
And he's a degenerate gambler, and basically what ends up happening is he gets this jewel from Nigeria or somewhere like that, and it's worth $1 million, and he owes money to people, and so he's gambling on the Celtics, and he's losing his wife. I mean, it's just it's crazy. It's impossible really to even sum up right here in this segment. But it's definitely a role you've never seen Adam Sandler play.
Randall in Memphis, who I follow on Twitter, is a friend of the station I've met over the years. He said that it was too stereotypical. He said that was the problem he had with the show.
Wow.
It's
with Uncut? This is Uncut Gems?
Yeah, Uncut Gems basically reinforces all of the bad stereotypes about ethnicities and different folks. What do you think of that?
I didn't really come away.
You didn't have that thought?
No, I didn't come away.
Did you like the movie?
I love the movie. Okay. That was great. Right. I don't think I'd watch it again though, because I mean, my blood pressure was just that.
Oh, wow.
You know, I had to take some meds afterwards. But listen, if you're a fan of Adam Sandler like I am, and you acknowledge how damn talented he is.
Well, I think some of your people have some of the people that you're a fan of have maybe turned the corner.
He can play the guitar. He can sing. He has range of
voice. Go back and watch
his tribute to Chris Farley. That is one of the most beautiful pieces of anything he's ever done. And it requires talent to have something.
You're picking like the two best things he's done.
Well, of course. I'm not gonna pick the bad stuff he's done. You know, like I didn't dig the Eight Crazy Nights. Okay, I'll hold my hand up. I wasn't a big fan of the Eight Crazy Nights thing.
What's the Wedding Singer?
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
What?
This is controversial. You don't think the Wedding Singer was a good movie?
I'm sorry.
He likes those cheesy, like Sandler-like comedies.
Yeah. You like that elementary school jokes and stuff, man.
Billy Madison.
Sound effects. I'm Adam Sandler. I'm funny.
Billy Madison.
Man, you sound good at it, Brad. Better than me.
I've watched too many of them.
I can tell.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. You don't think
that's why I was looking forward to seeing him in this real role.
You don't think you don't think Billy Madison was a hilarious movie?
That was the movie he inherited, got all the money.
Yeah, and they had to go back to back to school.
I hate that voice. Is it Mr. Deeds too? He plays the same damn character in that. Isn't he in Deeds?
Mr. Deeds, yeah.
Same thing.
Big Daddy. You know Big Daddy?
Again, I told you he did a movie with Don Cheadle where he's got a serious role. I can't tell you the name. Y'all have told me it on the air before, but I can't pull it up.
Hotel Rwanda.
No. He did a movie with Don Cheadle where he's got a mental issue. That one was good. He's really acting. And I looked at this movie, Uncut Gems, and I thought, okay, well, it looks like Sandler's actually having to pull himself. That's it. Mm-hmm. Rain over me. Looks like he's actually having to put himself in a different space, and he's actually having to act. So I'm glad to hear the good reviews of it.
Yeah, I can't believe your opinion on The Wedding Singer.
Nobody was at Jumanji Next Level, though. It looks like people have given up on it.
See,
we watched the 3D.
Bad take.
They were already gone.
You know how much this movie has made worldwide?
The first weekend, bro.
$610 million.
That's why they do it, too.
Worldwide.
It's a cash cow.
Any Rock, $610 million.
It's Rock. You just put him in, and it's cash cow. A bunch of Johns running in there.
Yeah, so
you know,
I can't believe the Wedding Singer take is just
what happens when
one
this
of the
dude
worst of the decade.
What happens when this dude runs for president?
Who?
rock.
Well, you know what?
You run up out of here, campaign manager. You get. I know you. You run that trail. You're traveling the whole country,
dog,
on that campaign.
I'm gonna be on WMC Action News 5, like rock the vote. That's what. That's what I'm gonna be like.
We ain't gonna be able to control him.
Vote or die.
This guy.
I'm gonna be a voting awareness, you know, spokesperson.
Get the vote out.
It is so important to vote. Get out there and vote. Dwayne Johnson is running for president in this country. But no, it was a good movie. I'm glad you took CJ to see it. I'm glad he got a chance to witness the greatness that was The Rock as an actor. And I'm glad that you're coming around to his chops, man.
No, I had to give him a little credit. I told you to stop hating in 2020.
Yeah, man, you really
stop
are.
Stop hating in 2020. Rock did good in Jumanji next level.
You haven't stopped hating. You've just you've adjusted it.
Not really.
You've rearranged it.
No, I'm cutting down on the hate.
Yeah. Anyway, we will come back. Rick Bucher going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Ja Morant. We'll talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies and more. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
You have 55 minutes to text in the word ACT, A-C-T, to 72881. At 105 here, we're announcing the time. 105, text the word ACT, A-C-T, to 72881. Text ACT to 72881. You have up until 2 o'clock to text the word ACT to 72881. And don't forget, if you miss a word here during the cash contest, during the hour, you can actually go to our radio.com app to 92.9 FM ESPN and use the rewind feature. We are the only station that has rewind. Text the word ACT this hour. Next code word at 2 o'clock.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
What happens on the bike is what you commit to.
What's up, Peloton family? Welcome to this 20-minute pop ride.
To the hills.
Don't stop here, Peloton. Remember why you started.
The sprints.
We've got this together. We are always a team.
And the milestones.
Great job, Peloton. Way to show up today.
But what happens off the bike?
My dad just ran his fastest 10K yet. I've never seen him so sure of himself.
Is why it matters. Try it for yourself with 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We are now officially in a new decade. We're in a new decade here. This is our new decade as a station, right? This is our second decade as a radio station. That's awesome. We've been around for 10 years, a whole 10 years, and now we're entering our second
pat on the back.
Our second decade. Well, no, I mean, listen, I mean, who would have ever thought?
Brad's the one that should be. Brad, I mean, you had the vision.
I think Dan and everybody at Intercom, you know, when we started, we didn't have the local shows on. We were on for 6 months. People forget this. So it was about this time that year we added one show with Jeff and Gary.
Yep.
Their show together. And,
yep,
of course, I don't think it's public knowledge that Jeff was going through a divorce. And so Gary was sort of holding down the fort time.
Yep, yeah. That's why it was, it became.
Something different.
It was always the Gary Parrish show with Jeff Calkins.
Yeah. But Jeff, that's why the role was sort of set up where Jeff was making a phone hit.
Exactly,
Yeah. 929, that's where they were learning to fly.
Yeah. That's where
a little early. They're learning to fly and just took off like a little bit.
They were together, though.
Threw some baby
wings. Together before
they were together for a brief moment.
I know that show was.
Sure.
They
already had a chemistry, didn't they?
Yeah.
Much like you and I.
They became, you know, you and me, a lot of people don't know this about you and me, but we started podcasts before podcasts were even a thing.
Gary Robinson.
Yeah, back in like 2011, 2012, we were doing podcasts, okay, before the boom. This is
developing
before
that chemistry.
Before Serial, before
need
all
later.
Of that.
Yes.
But anyway, we're happy to be back. We're
congrats,
happy to be,
99. Congrats to you, man.
Happy to be
glad
on
to be
here
with
since the jump.
But as a result of being in the new decade, right, we're in the next decade, next 10 years, here's what me and Jason want to know.
Tell me.
535-3776-535-ESPN. What is your greatest Memphis sports hope over the next 20 years, or the next 10 years? Not next 20, that would be more than a decade. But over the next 10 years, what is your greatest hope?
Over the next 10?
In Memphis sports.
That's That's wide range. So not just 2020.
We're
talking over the next decade.
So we're requiring you to have a little bit of vision here, right? A little bit of a foresight. But what is your greatest hope, realistically, right? Like, don't say, like, an NFL team moves here or anything like that, because, like, that ain't happening. But, like, something realistic. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Have you thought about this? Have you given
this
thought?
You're putting me on the spot, because I was kind of thinking 2020. But you know what it is? It's the continued development of those young players with the Grizzlies. Because I tell you this right now, no matter how up or down Tiger basketball gets, it's always going to be there. Right, and more importantly, and by it all, because it's always been there, you're going to always have those fans there. Now, will they stop coming to the games when you're losing? Yeah, to speak their mind, and they're going to speak through their pocketbooks and all that, so you can have the down times. But when you get it back up, like Penny's got it right now, right, it'll all come back. With Grizzlies, this feels super important, right? With it, this chance right now to capitalize on what it feels like are some special young guys. If what we've seen so far, right, can lead you to having a pair of superstars. Hell, even if it's just one, even if it's just Ja or if it's just Jaren that becomes the superstar, that's something. Let's be real. You haven't had that.
Yep.
Now, I know you've had a defensive player of the year. You've had a guy who's maybe the best guy never to make an all-star team in Mike Conley. But you have never had bona fide, hands-down, unanimous superstar. And that's what right now looks like Ja Morant can be.
Mm-hmm.
Jaren Jackson may be on his way. But if it, so the idea of investing in that, developing that to as good a level as you can get it to it, we put it this way, and at an elite level as you can get it to, super important in terms of what? The value of this franchise, right? The relationship it has with its fan base. I mean, that hasn't been here as long as Tiger basketball, so you always want to be. What we said was you didn't want, when you push this rebuild button that we said they had to push, you didn't want it to be a long one. A cold winter takes 6, 7, 8 years. And right now it doesn't look like it's going to be there. Why did we say? Because we didn't think you could afford that here.
Right.
That's important. So for me, next 10 years, it's that. It's that franchise keeps going, the upward trajectory is going. I know that was a long answer to give
you, is.
But I think it's because it was the right answer.
And it's a very it's a very measured hope, Jason. You're setting the bar kind of low. Like, you ain't talking about, like, a championship.
I want an NBA
like
title.
No, the development of superstars will get me there.
We want Jaren and Ja to continue to get better.
It's like the realistic answer. What year you want your NBA title?
2026 would be good, actually. Let's go to Marty. Marty, you're on.
Hey guys. I got three quick ones. I know you said one, but I got three quick ones. I would say the first one would be a national championship, Penny Hardaway, national championship for those guys. The second one would be I'd like the football team to keep doing what they're doing, but I'd also like maybe for Memphis to try to get into a Power 5 league, maybe. If that's I don't know if that, I think that ship maybe has sailed, but I mean that would be awesome. And then obviously, I want Ja and Jaren to keep doing their thing and the Grizzlies to get back to, you know, routinely being in the playoffs every year, top four seed. But the main thing I'd like to see an on-campus football stadium. That would be maybe 40,000 seats, 45,000 seats or something in that nature because, you know, that Liberty Bowl, you know, I know they keep putting money in and putting money in it, but if that football team keeps doing what they're doing, they're getting the new weight room and they'll deserve it, man. I think that would be awesome to have a, whether it be at Park Avenue or somewhere, like, you know, somewhere. Yeah. I think that would do wonders.
Marty, thanks for the call, man. I think
good stuff, bro.
Those are all good thoughts, no doubt about it. Power Five certainly would be. I mean,
well,
that'd be
if it does it
amazing.
Again, if it opens again, you want to be there.
Well, it will. It will open again. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It always does. It's just, will you be in a position to strike?
Don't,
you know,
don't you think that you have to have the stadium before you get to that point?
You could. Yeah, I think there's an argument to be made there.
Ideally,
you know,
optimally.
But I think, you know, there's a lot of other things that go into it as well, even beyond athletics. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Ace. Ace, you're on.
All right, guys. I like the Power Five conference one. That's a really good one for the next 10 years. But short term, Grizzlies get a top three pick this year. Draft James Wiseman brings a national championship to the Memphis Grizzlies in the next 10 years. How about that?
Yep, Ace, thanks for the call. I think the problem is, of
course,
the Grizzlies are winning just a little bit
That's getting
too much.
It's just becoming farther-fetched.
Yeah,
you're going to have that pick. You just won double back-to-back games on the road.
Yep,
one
exactly.
of them was the Clippers,
and
who
one
you
of them
made
was
look like fools, who had Kawhi, didn't have Paul George. They still looked a mess.
Yep.
You made them look like fools.
Yep. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Man, I sure wish y'all would have called on me first because I'd have been the one to bring up Memphis going into a Power 5 conference. You know, I think that out of the ones that I've heard, that's the one that I think requires the most vision. But since somebody's already said that, and I guess somebody's already said what I'm about to say, I guess it's just to get Memphis into a position where it's, you know, you don't the Grizzlies, where you don't have to overpay somebody to come. Mm. You know, like San Antonio. You know, I'm so short-minded or whatever. You know, I had to be reminded that San Antonio is a small market team. You know, but they were able, of course, through the draft when you get Tim Duncan and, you know, and the draft falls that way and you happen to have the best coach in the NBA. But, you know, if Memphis could get in a position where they could just be, you know, thought of, you know, where somebody's thinking about Memphis or Dallas. I mean, they're going to Dallas. I mean, there's very few teams where if they want to go between this one and that one, that they're going to pick Memphis. And I think that that we want to get to a position where, like, you know, look, I don't know much, so go ahead and laugh at me, but I think we want to get in a position like where I think Dallas is in right now, because quite honestly, I think Dallas is like one key move away from being a championship team.
Yeah,
I bet.
I don't think anybody thought that. Certainly nobody thought that 2 years ago, but I don't think many people thought that, you know, at the beginning of this year. And I think that's where they're at, and I'd love for us to be.
Hey, Robert, man, thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate it. 535-3776-535-ESPN. What are your hopes and dreams for Memphis sports in the next decade?
Getting into the Power Five door would be.
I mean, there's no doubt. It would be transformative.
It's a game changer. It absolutely is.
Yes.
You start talking about getting a $25 to $40 million payout per year because of the conference you're in. That changes things not just for your athletic department, but for your entire school.
Absolutely.
So it would be a huge game changer.
No doubt. Let's go to Anderson. Anderson, you're on.
What's going on, Jason and John?
Yo.
What's up, brother? How about that Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, what about him? I still don't like him, but he got the job done, but I still don't like him.
He is your coach today, though, isn't he, Tennessee Titans fan? He is your coach today.
This is what I want, since everybody's dropping three. I would love an on-campus stadium. Got to get rid of the Liberty Bowl. Just got to get rid of it. Two, the Grizzlies win an NBA championship. That would be amazing. And three, this is for all the Titans fans. I want to play John one-on-one in basketball for a couple thousand.
Oh.
Always running his mouth. And the only way you can hurt New Money is to take their money. He wasn't born with it. So it hurt his little pride.
Intriguing when you make it for a couple G's. I promise you it is.
John, whenever you got time, I seen you was up at Melrose. Whenever you got time, I got the money.
No, well, he was at a church league talking about a former Melrose.
Yeah, I wasn't at Melrose.
You know he wasn't at Melrose.
I've been to Melrose.
Hey, we need to organize a 92-9 basketball game. How about
that? Man, that sounds good, especially with me in my new shape with my clean
lungs. Anderson, thanks for the call,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate you, brother.
The problem, of course, is that literally like only 25% of the hosts up here are in any kind of shape to have a basketball game.
I feel renewed.
That's just like I don't think the majority of our talent would be up for that.
You always find a way to bug out of it, don't you?
But anyway, no, I think
Giannotto's sleepy good.
He is sleepy good.
As is Brad.
Yeah, I mean, I can run point if you can shoot.
I underestimated his athleticism.
How many do we have?
Athletic ability.
Let's go through this. Okay, so would you play?
Oh, I'm back in now.
All right, Jason will play.
I need to get in shape.
Giannotto would play. Okay, that's four.
Yeah.
That's it. Connor would play. That's five.
Can Bennett?
Bennett will not play.
Bennett is an enforcer.
So Bennett and Parrish are out.
Parrish will not play. Yeah. Calkins will not play.
Calkins is
Jeffrey out. Wright will not
play. Go get John Mills. We're gonna have him inside.
What about Jessica Benson? Like, if we get some of our second, you know, like
absolutely
our,
get Mills. You know. We need Mills.
I'm sure Jessica Millsy would play.
Yeah, we'd patch it together.
Once upon a time, we've talked about this.
We got no confidence in.
We lost Devin.
Yeah, we did lose Devin. You can't claim
how much
him.
Losing
you
much.
You can't claim him anymore. Brad.
What are you losing in terms of basketball ability, though?
Oh,
that's what I'm saying about basketball.
Oh wow. You know what used to happen was a Grizzlies media game. They used to put that together.
We discussed this.
Eric threw the ball at somebody, and it hasn't happened since.
It was much too intense.
Right.
You can't take this stuff seriously.
No, you can't. It's just you're in media. You know, you're not. You got the hoop.
No, grid. This is not hardcore.
But the on-campus stadium one,
good one, and then Power Five being there when that thing opens up, you want to be right there at the door if you can be.
Those are the most common. Everybody obviously wants to win a championship with the Grizzlies, but I think those are the ones that will be interesting for Memphis going forward. Like in terms of just taking the next step as a university, it is those two things. It's on-campus stadium. I don't know where you put it. Right, but somewhere I guess you find the room and then get into a Power Five.
That'd be an absolute game changer to get into a Power Five. I'm with you guys. It look a lot better on your resume if you've got that on campus stadium, that what you control,
right?
You've got a good relationship with the city, but it's just you'd like to have your own, like most programs do, and you feel like it'd make your case stronger. That said, to your point, a lot of times it comes down to more than just athletics. A lot of times academics come into that.
Oh, yeah.
We know that's coming into the formula as well, so could be out of your athletic department's hands in some instances. You just got to hope that you're competing at the highest level by the time this thing gets, by the time it shakes again and people are ready to let somebody in and that you're right there at the door, and hopefully you're knocking and they're going to let you in someday.
No doubt.
It's a good dream to have. I'm not holding out my hope.
It's lofty.
Yeah, man.
All right, we will come back. We will talk to Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. We'll talk to him about Ja Morant, the dunk contest, about the rest of the NBA. That's up next. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins.
We talk about the hot topics, and it doesn't matter if they're Grizzlies, Tigers, whatever they might be. At least that's what we try to do. We try to talk about what we think will resonate the best.
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN, broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM and in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis.
Coming up next, Rick Bucher on 92.9. He's joined by Radio.com, and Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher is brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I'll send you a check for $100. This is a smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
right, it's moving season, so make sure you call Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home, office, cross town, cross country, make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving. 316-6196, 316-6196. My friends at Black Tie have changed moving in the city of Memphis. That's who I went with several years ago when I moved into my home. Everything went where it needed to go. It was quick. It was efficient. Nothing got broken. Nothing got scratched. And that's what you're hoping for when you go with a moving company. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They stay on budget, and they are pros. I know them well enough to know they're the elite team in moving, so call them today. 316-6196. Book your move now. Moving season is always here, and Black Tie can take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or staples.com/ink savings for details.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher. Insider calls, as always, brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. He joins us now. Hey, Rick, what's going on, man?
How are you, gentlemen? How about the Memphis Grizzlies?
How about them
Tennessee Titans? Can we go there as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they did end the dynasty. You know, I mean, that deserves a lot of credit.
No doubt about it, and particularly where they started at the beginning of the year. To see that team come together, obviously finding Ryan Tannehill and the return of the meat grinder running back. It's fun. I all of America is no doubt celebrating the Tennessee Titans simply because the Wicked Witch is dead.
Yeah,
and that's more than
fair.
Anything else. Not that they love the Titans, they just hate the Patriots.
Yep, good point. It feels like this time the Wicked Witch really is dead. Okay, you mentioned it, the Memphis Grizzlies. What are we to make of them? They're a half game out of the playoffs right now in the West. They're coming off 2 straight wins on this road trip. What are we to make of them, Rick?
I believe that they're taking advantage of the fact that nobody's looking. They're still going to have the mindset that the Grizzlies are, okay, you know what, if we kind of put it together a good quarter or two, we should be able to win a game. And looking at their youth and their lack of any established star, and, you run a risk. If you take the Grizzlies too lightly, you're going to pay a price, because they do have some young talent. They have, their athleticism in particular is unique and special. And so there's certain matchups where controlling the tempo and not allowing the Grizzlies to get going and let those young guys get their confidence, you run into trouble. And it even goes to, like a guy like Crowder the other night, who mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's going to make a big deal out of, but he dominated, the matchups against the Clippers the other night, and as a result, you get an unexpected win there. That's what can happen. I really like what they're developing there as far as a professional mindset. They're going to be up and down. But I think they're up and down as a result of their youth, as opposed to their focus or their attention. What I'm seeing is a team that consistently goes out and plays hard and that will win you a lot more games than you expect, just because over the course of an 82-game schedule, if you simply try to find a way to be consistent and don't beat yourself on a nightly basis, you're going to win a lot of games. And I like the fact that I don't think they're a playoff team, but the fact that they might have a chance to like toy with that idea and play meaningful games to the end of the year is going to be very valuable for Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr.
Are you as drawn to watching him, Ja Morant, as we are, right? We're trying to figure out, you know, it feels like you got something special here, but we'll just use potential superstar, right? Like the potential is there. Does it feel that way for you, or is it just another, hey, this looks like a good rookie, young rookie point guard that's going to be a lot? Or do you sort of see maybe the greatness that we're telling ourselves we see?
Yeah, I wouldn't put him on the Luka Doncic level. I mean, Luka Doncic for me is must-see TV every night. I want to see what he's doing, but Ja is right there. If you just give me, you know, recent comparison, I'll watch Ja Morant before I'll watch De'Aaron Fox. Ja Morant, to me, I'm really curious to see where he goes and what he does, but there's something special about the kid. I feel like he knows what he's doing or trying to figure out what he's doing. You know, De'Aaron Fox, I think, is talented, but you know, he's a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. As I said, he's not on the Luka level, mm-hmm. but do I think he's special? Yes, I've thought that from the very beginning, and for me, it is. When I'm tuning into Grizzly games, and let's just stop there. I'm tuning
That's
into
it.
Grizzlies games.
Right, at this
okay?
stage. Right, exactly. That's yep. point
there,
taken.
If I'm at home and I can watch a couple at a time, the Grizzlies are going to get my attention because I want to see what Ja's doing. And there's a couple other guys, Brandon Clark, mm-hmm. Dylan Brooks. There's it's not just Ja and Jaren. There's a lot of young.
Absolutely.
Nice pieces on this team that bear watching.
Rick, the reports today were that Ja Morant has been invited to take part in the slam dunk contest. Should he take advantage of that opportunity?
Absolutely. 100% yes. It is not an easy thing, but it is a rite of passage. And the truth is, what bothers me is that we've got too many players who are worried about, it seems to me, social media reaction, brand, having a video clip of them, you know, not succeeding in whatever it is. Like, go out and take your cuts. Like, go out and be willing to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to compete. Again, I hate to be belaboring this. One of the things that really bothered me about the Sacramento Kings, and I'm bringing them into the conversation because I see the Grizzlies and the Kings. Kings should be a little farther on the timeline than
Agreed.
The Grizzlies, actually.
Yep.
But they're both young. They both have young inside-outside guys. De'Aaron Fox, Marvin Bagley, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., it really bothered me that Marvin and De'Aaron bailed out on the national team this summer and said with the excuse, we're going to prepare for the season. My understanding is they weren't sure what minutes they were going to get, or they were going to have to compete for minutes, and they decided they didn't want to run the risk of being on the outside looking in. That to me is a terrible sign of the if these are the leaders of your team, I want them stepping up and competing and showing that they're unafraid to compete in a very small way. You know, whether he wins or loses, Ja is simply willing to step up and say, you know what, let me see what I can do on the big stage in Chicago. Let me see if I can compete. That to me is more important than whether he wins or loses the contest.
How do we fix all-star voting? Rick, you made the point. You know, all those votes for Taco Fall, 100-something thousand votes is 100,000 too many. I got a soft spot for him because he's an AAC guy.
Yeah,
around sure. But come on, that's ridiculous. Is there a way to fix it? Should we care? I mean, it's still a yearly event.
Yeah, it's a great question. I what I feel like we should do is We have to do one of two things. We have to dispense with, and this is kind of a fault of ours, is I believe we attach too much importance to All-Star. What I'd really like to see is expand the All-NBA selections at the end of the year and make that how we truly judge who the best players in the league are. I think when we talk about All-Stars, we attach something to it, and it, that is not necessarily accurate. And if we're going to make this about the fans and we're going to make this an exhibition, then let's do that. Let's just pick the most entertaining players. And look, this would require a sweeping change. But, short of taking the vote out of the hands of the fans – I just don't see how it doesn't continue to be a popularity contest. And I don't know that I want to take it out of the fans' hands. Keep it in the fans' hands, but just don't attach the same meaning to it. Like we're picking the best players. We're not. We're picking, a mix of who the coaches want to reward in selecting the bench and who the fans – like or would be most intrigued by seeing on an All-Star floor. And that's where I think, a Taco Fall ends up getting votes, or an Alex Caruso, because right. there's this Caruso. Like cult following, right?
Yep. Yep.
And so I mean, all of it, we probably don't need to take it too seriously, but it's a mixed bag, because guys who are legitimate All-Stars and they're out there, and then you see other guys, or you see other guys getting votes, and you're like, okay, it really undermines the value of it to everybody.
Yep. We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher. Insider calls brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. You can, as always, hear Rick on Scout and Pal, which is a brand new NBA podcast out now on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. All you have to do is just search Scal. Rick, how active should the Grizzlies be, and how active do you expect them to be a month from now with the trade deadline? Because they've sort of played themselves, and I don't know if I'd call it a conundrum, but, listen, they're a half game out, whatever that means. Yep. They're a half game out. Yep. So how active should they be? How active do you expect them to be at the trade deadline?
I wouldn't change anything, unless it's obviously finding a suitor for Andre Iguodala and seeing if you can pick up an asset there. And I would imagine the market for that is going to improve as we get closer to the trade deadline and teams have to make a decision in terms of where they are. I still feel like, something is going to happen there. I haven't heard anything definitive, but this is the challenge. This is the difficulty when you don't have that definitive team that everybody's gunning to beat. Because if you think you're a contender and you have to beat the Golden State Warriors, then you're looking at it from the context of what do we have or what don't we have that would give us the ability to knock them off. When you don't know which team you're gunning for, teams have more of a tendency to say, we're good. It's going to be a match. It's going to matter where we're seated and what the matchups are in the postseason in terms of what we get there or not. Let's not unduly spend any assets or take on any contract or make a move, because we don't really know what we're gunning for. So that may negatively impact, what they can get for Iggy. But ultimately, it doesn't make any sense to kind of have him die on the vine. I mean, if you end up getting a second round pick or whatever it is, that's better than nothing. And at the same time, I don't see any way in which I haven't heard where they're going to change direction or he's going to change direction. They're like, hey, we got a chance to make it the playoffs. Let's get Iggy in the fold and let's make this happen.
If you're to the same point that you make about Iggy with Crowder, if you're one of those teams that feels like it's close, you feel the same way. You mentioned, he was good in that Clippers game. Is that a guy too that if you're one of those teams, he's attractive too, isn't he?
I would think so for sure. And if I could make a move there, then I would do that. I wouldn't look at it like I wouldn't be playing for the record. And I would say
I'm with you.
Like, yep. I've had the same conversation with, when it comes with the Knicks now that they've started to win a couple games. Look, if you get an offer from Morris or you get an offer for any of your guys, make that move, because it's still about the development of the young guys. And we're talking about what? you're going to go without that veteran guy for the last 6-7 weeks of the season. It's not like, you know, whatever presence he might have in the locker room, that's already been established. It's not going to hurt you by losing it. And I'd rather have the asset moving forward to say we're going to be bigger and better next year.
Rick, the Lakers are reportedly now listening to offers for Kyle Kuzma. Is he out? Like, is that sort of a foregone conclusion at this point?
It's a matter of what are you going to get for him? And I'll go back to last year where, you know, after LeBron got hurt, the feeling was that all that young talent sort of got exposed as being not as good as everybody was touting it to be. And what's happened in New Orleans, I would think, is a reflection of that. I don't know what you're going to get for Kuzma. I still have the question of whether he's more valuable to them than what they could get in exchange for him. So that's going to be the challenge. Obviously, his trainer saying what he said about LeBron and Kyle kind of doubling down on that raises some questions about the chemistry of that team. But I look at the Lakers. They're so top heavy with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and then it falls off precipitously after that. And I include Kyle Kuzma in that mix. And what we've seen from the Raptors, and I would say with the Golden State Warriors as well, everybody thinks about having a big three. It's not a big three. Like, you get three great players and you're on your way. It's about, and I think the Raptors proved this as much as anyone, it's about having depth. It's about having, you need a star or a superstar. But then after that, you need 7-8 players that can defend, that you can comfortably switch on defense, and that are all a threat to score if you leave them alone. That, to me, is the key to having a truly competitive team. And if you want a window into why the Grizzlies have been surprisingly good, it's not because Ja Morant is electric. That's part of it. But it's because of the guys that we mentioned, the Crowder and the Dylan Brooks and the Brandon Clark. And you're getting contribution from 7-8 different guys. And that's truly what makes a team good in today's NBA. We've got this image that it's all about having you got to have three stars. You know, Lakers got to have three stars. No, Lakers are really good because Anthony Davis and LeBron James can make a lot of other guys better. When we get to the playoffs, when we get to games that really matter, it goes down the line. And how good your third guy is versus the other team's third guy, fourth guy versus fourth guy, that begins to play itself out. And so, whether they move Kuzma or not, I think the Lakers are very vulnerable because they're so top heavy in their talent.
Rick, read a tweet where you talked about the first time you met David Stern, how he wanted to talk to you about your coverage of the discuss your coverage of the lockout. Was he?
Yes.
This is what I want to know from you. Was he a kind of guy that paid attention to everything that was written about his league? You know, that was in every story and wanted to talk to every writer afterwards, or did he pay much? What, you know, kind of control the message? What was that like? What was he
well,
like?
Well, I was at the Washington Post, yep. So he was very cognizant
obviously
of the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Boston Globe, and he was also good friends with George Solomon, who was the sports editor at the time. Mm-hmm. So I think at that time they were still referencing the lockout as a player strike. And I took great exception to that. I'm like, the owners aren't coming to the table to negotiate, which meant David Stern isn't coming to the table to negotiate. He's strong-arming these players. And this was at the time where you had the players doing stupid stuff like, you know, I don't know how to pay for my 7 cars. And they were a PR disaster. But nonetheless, when it came to the actual negotiations, they were getting squeezed. It wasn't like they were striking. They were the NBA was essentially strong arming the players at that point. So I wrote to that effect, and David called George and myself up, had us fly up to meet with him in his offices, and he opened up like a freaking dossier on my work, highlighted.
Wow.
And he just pinned my ears back for the first 20 minutes of that meeting. And I mean, it was impressive. And then he went from the iron-fisted David Stern to the kind, gentle, let me tell you what we have here. Let me give you an exclusive. And I was, and it was just a master. You said controlling the message, mm-hmm. controlling the narrative. He was a master at it. And he and I subsequently, I was in his office and had other conversations. He was always congenial. He may be combative, he may disagree, but he was such a great evangelist for the NBA that we would not have the NBA that we have today without David. He was the right man in the right place and indispensable to his growth. And I'll tell you, I just saw him at an event that I do, the Sports PR Summit. He came in and had a conversation and still sharp, still on it, still congenial as ever. I will miss him greatly, and as will the entire basketball world.
Yeah, no question about that. And then last thing, Rick, have the Golden State Warriors already submitted their draft choice? Have they already sent it in? can you do that in January? And have they done it with James Wiseman?
Yeah, they might as well. You know, the only question, and this is a legitimate question when it comes to Joe Lacob, the Golden State Warriors owner, I guarantee you, he is going to look at that pick and he's going to say, what can we get that will make us title contenders right now? And I don't know what's out there. I don't know what will be out there. But if it's, we got to wait for Wiseman to develop. I would not be surprised if Golden State really explores, can we get a superstar in exchange for this number one pick? Because, wow. Look, this is the same guy that was willing to trade Klay Thompson for Kevin Love. And, I mean, they are always looking to reinvent the wheel and win right now. And there's not a whole lot of patience there. So, I don't know what they would get. I don't know if there's something out there, but don't know. I would. The answer is, no, Joe Lacob will look at everything, and you know he's always trying to prove that he's light years ahead of everybody else. And they don't look like it right now, but I guarantee you, he wants another opportunity to show that they are.
Yep. Yeah, but hey, Rick, man, this was awesome.
Thank you for this.
Appreciate the time as always.
You got it, guys.
Yep, he is at Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher. Insider calls always brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Real quick on James. And this is just kind of stuff you hear. Like, he's in Miami. He's working out with a couple guys.
That's all the trainer.
I believe his name is David Alexander and Stan Remy. These are the two guys that he is working out
strength
with.
Strength guys?
One of them is a strength and mobility coach, kind of. Like, the guy, he's like dribbling.
The other one's
tennis
skills.
Ball. And the other
right.
one, yeah. Right. And this is just, again, this is just from some stuff you hear. But people that have worked out with David Alexander, like in the past, have, for whatever reason, shown they've been susceptible to hamstring injuries. So, his clients have a history of, like, Chris Paul was a David Alexander client. I don't know if he is anymore. And Stan Remy does not have a great reputation. He does not have a great reputation among NBA people that I talk to. So, you know, it's just interesting. That's who James is working out with, you know, in Miami.
Interesting.
For whatever that's worth. So
who's in charge of helping him pick that person?
Well, his
him
agent,
and his mom?
His agent. Okay. Jeff Schwartz.
That's the agent?
Yeah, Jeff Schwartz from XL Sports Management. So, you know, it's just stuff you hear. I don't know what for whatever that's worth, you know.
Should have stayed with Shabazz.
Yeah.
Shabazz? All Shabazz does is get results.
Is get you ready.
Dude, Kennedy Chandler, have you seen him? He looks good. I mean, he looks.
I saw the beast he made. He helped make him into.
He's cut up.
Take Jalen Green's ball and dunk on him.
He's cut up, man. He looks good, man. Kennedy Chandler looks really, really, really good. You know, I saw him on Thursday night playing Collierville. That kid is
great.
Special.
Well, it's good you didn't see him on Saturday playing IMG because they didn't.
I would have been disgusted.
How did Robinson's team look? How's Robinson doing at Collierville?
He's doing pretty well. I mean, he's battling. You know, it's kind of what you have to do at a place like Collierville. You know, you battle. But, you know, they competed for, you know, most of the game. They competed. They were in there. They were – I mean, hell, that team beat IMG, okay? They beat IMG.
Number six in the country.
That's right. But Kennedy, I'm just telling you, man, like, do I think he's going to Duke? Absolutely.
So that kid is not going to Memphis.
I think
Penn. Wait a minute. Let me put this. Are you wasting your time if you're Memphis and you recruit him?
Very possibly.
Wow.
Very possibly. Yeah. I think it's certainly a possibility. Now, because he's a Memphis kid, you can never say never, right?
Don't you have to. You're obligated to because he's Memphis, right? And then at some point, I guess you're going to drop off.
That one just feels like Duke written all over him. You know, like that's just.
I mean, that's still a blow, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
You'd like to be remember because it's recruiting against them, the Dukes and Kentuckys, and not losing Memphis kids to them as if it's a different level.
I'm not trying to sit here and say he's committing to Duke.
That's why I just wanted to see what your feel was today on this Monday.
But that definitely is the feel.
Well, a guy that would go outside and go to MoCan and go win it with them has shown you he doesn't do it the typical way the Memphis kid does it.
Absolutely. You know? You got to keep that in mind, too. You know,
he's different.
Now, Musa, a little different. You know,
I think Memphis is great. Well, I thought as the two, you'd go as the two. What a class that would be.
High low of Kennedy and Musa. Musa has 45 points and 45 blocks every damn game. It's ridiculous. Right here in your backyard. Anyway, we will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
The Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger football. The SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC. The Redbirds. A World Golf Championship. Celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Twin and Nano 8, apartment 4, I remember. We were trapping in and out the door, I remember.
Sure, so people out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash, that the offer is not going to be a good one. Well, that's not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis team is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home, and you may have a number in mind. You may have like a number of $180,000 for it. Well, chances are your offer from the investor from the Live Love Memphis group would most likely be in the $175,000 range, and that's all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and all of that. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer.
Yep. So if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County or in DeSoto County, they'd love to hear from you over at Live Love. Simply send your address and an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. That's all you got to do. And the team over at Live Love is going to do a free analysis. Don't worry, no obligation to sell. They're not going to hassle you to sell. They wouldn't do that over Live Love. The Live Love Memphis Group is simply going to tell you what an investor will pay, what the investor will pay, and then it's up to you to decide what you're going to do from there. You've got the knowledge, and as we know, knowledge is power. You may decide to sell. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address one more time to investor@livelovememphis.com. Very important. Just your home address. Very simply sent to investor@livelovememphis.com. You'll get that feedback. You'll know you may decide you're selling a home. Live Love certainly be happy to do it and certainly could get it done for you like they did for me and so many others.
Jason, it rained in Australia today, thankfully.
Yeah, they got the brush fires.
But, I mean, that is
going to help with that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, is that what the,
it's a little bit of relief.
Like, thousands are displaced, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely
Australia.
It's,
I saw the
horrifying,
news on this.
Really.
Well, the rain is a good thing then, right?
It is. It is. It certainly provides some relief. It's supposed to rain for the next few days.
Oh, wow.
In that part of the world. But, you know, it's apparently still going to get worse.
RJ still over there?
Yeah, RJ Hampton. He's injured. Is he injured?
He's been cleared.
He's hurt, but he's back now.
He's been cleared.
Yeah.
I saw that on the back.
But, man, that's devastating what's happening in Australia, man. All those animals, all those koalas. Oh, absolutely. You know, that is
place
really
is jumping.
What,
there's some about animals with you.
That's,
it's
and all
more
white
valuable
people,
than human.
Not
death.
Just me, all white people.
It's
all
weird.
Right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
We got Love and Hip Hop New York. I'll be on it. Checking out for you now. This is what I'm also going to check out for you at 8 p.m. over on VH1. It's the season premiere of Love and Hip Hop Miami.
Oh, wow.
Now,
so it is trying to keep, kind of night.
It's trying to keep Trick Daddy and Trina still relevant, and that's hard to do.
Trick Daddy's always relevant.
Do you remember Trick Daddy?
How could I not, dude?
Yeah.
You know he's in his 40s.
Oh, of course.
I mean, he's up there in age.
Of course.
You know, his net worth, okay? Get ready for this.
$150,000.
You close.
Damn.
It's nothing.
It's $100,000.
Damn, bro. You're like R. Kelly.
And dude, I drive a Mazda 2006, as y'all know. I drove it into this decade, and I drove it out.
Damn.
And I might be worth more than $100,000.
You
understand what I'm
Uber.
Saying? We're trying to keep Trick Daddy and Trina relevant at 8 o'clock on VH1 Loving Hip Hop Miami. Oh, Miami.
I have not seen Black Klansman yet, and it's on cable tonight.
You need to. It's fantastic.
Is it worth it?
Yes, yeah. I've watched it. It's fantastic.
I'm probably going to watch that. I just hit it on the DVR. There's actually a bowl game tonight and a possible head coach of a future different team, Louisiana, playing Miami tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That is on ESPN.
That's right.
You're looking for a coach, aren't you?
That's right.
Mississippi State is in the market, boys.
Yep, they are. It'll be interesting to see what kind of coach they can get this late in the game. But you know what? That doesn't matter. I think if you come to a decision
need a leader.
You know, if you don't believe that Moorhead is the right guy, which I don't think he was, then I don't, you know, I think you could have made the decision before now, would have helped your program if you did it before now, but better late than never, I always say. If you want to watch a documentary where everyone involved is an absolute idiot or worse.
The Cats thing?
Yes. Yes.
I've read about this.
Why
I have
this?
Not watched it, but
don't
I've read about it.
F with Cats.
Right.
You know, it's not just the guy, the subject of the documentary that's a wacko. It's everybody else that's involved in this. Just trust me.
I mean, you're saying the people who made it?
People who are in it, not who
Cats.
Made it.
Okay.
But the people who, like...
Because there's some people that are mad at the people who made it, who say you're giving this dude attention.
There's an argument to be made there. But I'm speaking more specifically about the people who are featured in the documentary.
Like what they do.
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to watch a documentary that's compelling, and it also just features just layers upon layers upon layers of jackassery, I will recommend.
I know that bothers you.
Don't
have animal
cats.
Stuff.
Yes. But you don't see any of that. Like, I mean, you see a little bit, but nothing crazy. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Jason Fitz. Thanks to Rick Bucher for joining us on the show today. Thanks to all of you for tuning in, hanging with us in 2020. Giannotto and Jeff are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Here at James Gattis Jewelers, we're not only here for special occasions, we're your every occasion jewelry store. Hi, this is James Gattis, inviting you to shop with us when you're looking for diamonds, bridal, engagement rings, or anniversary gifts. That's our specialty. You can also depend on us to find something special for any occasion. We have an extensive selection of gemstones, pearls, watches, and designer jewelry. And we create custom design pieces as well. We want to be your family's jewelry store. James Gattis Jewelers, Poplar and Mendenhall.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, and made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. $25 to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $15. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, salads, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Introducing the Orion Credit Card. 0% intro rate for 6 months on purchases and balance transfers. Apply today at OrionFCU.com. After intro period, variable APR 7.24% to 17.99%. Call 1-800-532-9025 for details about credit cost and terms.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency Trane system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.